Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Limb transplants are very tricky business with many challenges, but we have with us today a story of remarkable success. Joining us this morning is Dr. Patrick Basil, Assistant Chief of Plastic Surgery and the Director of Microsurgery at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He's also a 2003 graduate of Upstate Medical University, and he's been here on campus addressing the Upstate community and found time in his very busy schedule to share this amazing story with us. Welcome, Dr. Basil. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this story. What happened?
Well, it's a story of hope, and it's a story of courage. Brendan Morocco was an Army soldier. And in 2009, had a devastating injury from an improvised projectile explosive.
Where was he serving?
Iraq. Mm-hmm. And he was left with, he was one of the few surviving four limb amputees of
wow.
the time. One of the first to actually be able to survive such an injury. And really was left with the options of having to use prosthetics for his legs and his arms for the rest of his life.
And he was quite young at the time as well.
Yes, very young, in his 20s, early 20s. And he was doing okay, doing great, but never really adapted to the prosthetics well because they just didn't do everything that, you know, hands can do, arms can do, and really was always looking for another option.
Before you go on, I read somewhere that a lot of the young people who have been amputees or who have lost limbs, if they're in the, especially in the early 20s or in the 20s up to probably mid to late 20s, really don't like the prostheses or seem to reject the prostheses in general.
Yeah, I think that is a common thread. You know, the prosthetics currently can be bulky. They can be cumbersome, and they don't give you no real feedback as far as sensation. So they do have their limitations. Now, some people do well with them, but a lot of them complain about them not really functioning the way they want to. I'm part of the Johns Hopkins transplant team as an invited participant from Walter Reed. This is led by Dr. Andrew Lee from the Department of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery at Johns Hopkins. He was originally the head at Pittsburgh, and they had done a number of hand transplants. The last few years, he came over to the Johns Hopkins and then started to build their program as well.
Wow.
He has...
It's a rather august team from what I've seen. Very, very highly experienced people.
Yes. He's evaluated a number of people, and one of the our first candidates who we thought were good was actually an ex-soldier who since retired, was this young man, Brendan. And once they discussed all the nuances of the surgery, and because there's a lot involved regarding therapy afterwards, aggressive hand therapy for years, and the chance that they might not do exactly what they want to, but it was a risk that both sides felt was taking, nothing to lose.
And there haven't been very many of these that have been successfully done.
No, and especially at the level which Brendan had on the right arm was above the elbow, sort of mid-humerus, which is only been done a couple of times. So it is pushing the envelope of what we can do. He had been on the registry as a potential recipient for almost a year, and then in December, 6 weeks ago, we were able to go ahead and...
And you did a double transplant. And
correct.
You had a team of four surgeons working?
No. There's probably close to 20
oh,
surgeons
my goodness.
Overall between the procurement team. And then there's a team on the recipient donor of the left, and then the donor arm of the left, and then recipient team on the right, and then the donor arm on the right to prepare and get this together. There was a number of surgeons involved, and it was a big team. It's a big undertaking.
So you had to connect bones, blood vessels, muscles, tendons, nerves, skin, everything.
Everything that you would do for a replant if you cut your arm off has to be done as well, and sized perfectly and matched perfectly.
Wow. And the story is?
Yeah, so I was part of the procurement team, meaning I went out and helped harvest the donor arms for Brendan. And then when it got back to Hopkins, there was a team waiting who started the surgery, and in a little over 12 hours, were able to do this amazing surgery. And in any of the media you see, Brendan said he woke up and just said, you know, I love you.
Unbelievable.
And felt that this was going to be the start of a new life for him. He's already has some early motion of his proximal arm on his left side, which was below the elbow. And he's already using his hands for things like texting and fixing his hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now,
wow.
Nerve growth is slow. It's a millimeter a day or an inch, you know. So it's going to take some time. He's willing to put the time in for rehab, and I think he's going to have a bright future.
What a miracle. And there's one other thing that struck me about this story. Obviously, rejection is a big problem with any kind of transplant, but you did something pretty unique here.
Yes. So at the Johns Hopkins University, they do what's called bone marrow harvesting as well from the donor, and then try to induce a through a bone marrow transplant as well, a tolerance to the donated appendage.
So that alone is really kind of record-breaking.
That's cutting edge, and then that allows us to only use one medication for immunosuppression, and then over time, the hope is that you can slowly tailor that down, and then you don't have all the negative things
that go with rejection
and
the drugs.
That go with normal rejection of a normal transplant.
Wow. Well, I applaud you. I'm going to stand and applaud you. Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible feat and something you should be incredibly proud of. And so hopeful with all the people who have been suffering and struggling with all of the wounded, our wounded warriors, the potential that they can really regain their use of their limbs is amazing. So I want to thank you for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you.
And we're very proud of you from Upstate Medical University, but also for what you did for this young man.
Thank
you so much. Well, my guest has been Dr. Patrick Basil, Assistant Chief of Plastic Surgery and the Director of Microsurgery at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and a 2003 graduate of Upstate Medical University.